But I think it was the totality of the circumstances that this was a really fast and loose set, and that nobody was doing their job. There were three people that if they had done their job that day, this tragedy wouldn't have happened.
Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuiz talking to CNN this morning. She says her office will charge actor Alec Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed with two counts of involuntary manslaughter each. The charges stem from the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on movie set Rust more than a year ago. The film's director was also injured by the same bullet. Joining us to talk about this is Meg James, who's been covering the Rust shooting for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us more about these charges against Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed and what kind of possible penalties they might face.
Yes, this is really a dramatic culmination of like more 15 months of speculation whether someone was going to be charged and held accountable for this tragedy that occurred on this New Mexico set back in October 2021. The DA that covers that part of New Mexico, Santa Fe, said today that she's going to charge both Alec Baldwin, the actor, and the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Now, what she's going to do is there's going to be these two charges, but if this case goes to a trial, it will be up to a jury to decide whether it be a lighter involuntary manslaughter charge that would bring in 18-month jail sentence, or because it was the crime was committed with a gun, a firearm, whether or not it would carry a mandatory 5-year jail sentence, which is really quite staggering.
Right. Okay. So Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was the armorer on this, relatively inexperienced. I believe this was her first set, and in which she was the armorer. And what is her defense? How she's the one who actually handles the firearms and hands them to the actors. So what is she saying happened?
Well, I think her case, you know, it is going to be difficult because it was her job to maintain gun safety. It was her job to maintain, you know, the weapons, to make sure they were clean and safe and orderly. And the sheriff's deputies found additional live rounds on this set. There were actually like 7 live bullets. So that undermines her argument, which is that she was struggling to do this job. She was asked to do two jobs. She was asked to be the armorer as well as the props assistant. And she really was stretched too thin. In fact, there's documents from way before the accident when she was complaining to the line producer saying that she couldn't do both of these jobs adequately. And about a week later, you know, this deadly accident happens.
And she's filed a separate civil lawsuit, right, against the company that supplied the bullets, saying that there were live rounds mixed in with the dummy bullets.
Yes, that's a really fascinating sort of twist in this case, that she was brought into the Rust set by this armorer in New Mexico and Arizona. And eventually, there were rifts that developed during the filming, and after the shooting, after the fatality, when it was clear that, you know, Hannah faced some very serious charges, she filed a lawsuit against this gentleman, Seth Kenny, who ran the prop company and was actually the person who brought her onto the Rust job. So she's contending that he, you know, provided the live ammunition. He has denied that to us here at the LA Times, but that is the contention of her lawsuit, is that he's the one that's responsible because he allegedly introduced these live rounds to the set.
Okay, so Alec Baldwin is then holding this gun and they're rehearsing the scene, and he says the gun just went off by itself. And I just want to play a clip of tape that we've heard before, but it came out just after the shooting in 2021, where he talked to George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and he said he never pulled the trigger.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Okay, does he still stand by that statement?
He has stood by the statement that he didn't pull the trigger. What he has acknowledged was that he pulled the hammer back. And the prosecutors, and we spoke with the prosecutors this morning, they weren't buying it. They said that he absolutely had a responsibility to check that weapon to make sure there weren't bullets in it. And if he didn't check it himself, he should have had somebody else check it in front of him. So they feel that he was responsible, that he pointed the gun at Helena Hutchins, and that is not good firearm safety. And so that he broke several protocols by doing that. So whether or not he pulled the trigger or just pulled the hammer back, I think will be sorted out or argued at a different juncture, probably the preliminary hearing. But for now, what the prosecutors are saying was that he absolutely was the last line of defense, and he should have checked the weapon or had somebody check it for him.
But I imagine he's going to say it's not his responsibility on set to check a weapon, that there are other people who do that. The set safety officer, for example, who passed the gun to Baldwin, David Halls, in this case, he agreed to plead guilty to negligent use of a deadly weapon already. So will Baldwin argue that, look, it was David Halls, it was Hannah Gutierrez, it was all these other people who had the responsibility and not him to make sure that there wasn't live ammunition in that gun?
Yes, I do believe so, because he's consistently made that argument that he was relying on professionals, that his job wasn't the weapons expert. And I think there's a lot of sympathy amongst, you know, people in Hollywood for that, you know, position, although, you know, Alec is also a polarizing figure. So, you know, there's some people who, including George Clooney, who said, well, wait a second, I always check the weapon. So I think that his argument will be, you know, strongly tested. And if this case goes to a trial, then it will be up to a jury in New Mexico to decide whether or not he handled the weapon properly and safely.
I guess, is there a difference, though, when it comes to what's custom on a set and what's just happening in real life when it comes to who is responsible for a gun going off in their hands?
Oh, Madeline, this question has been one of my favorites, because so many people early on thought that Alec would not be charged. And when you look at the New Mexico state statutes, there's no carve out. There's no special exemption for actors. And even though, you know, Hollywood in California, I mean, people understand what their jobs are, you know, the New Mexico law doesn't say that you have to be responsible when you're handling a weapon unless you're an actor. So I think that, you know, is key here, is that the prosecutors thought that he was every bit as culpable as Hannah Gutierrez, whose job was to make sure the weapons were safe. They thought that in our interview with the prosecutors this morning, they thought that David Halls, the assistant director, who was actually the on-set safety coordinator, was less culpable. He handed the gun to Baldwin and pronounced it cold, according to the sheriff's affidavits that we had looked at earlier.
All right. So Hutchins' husband has called it an accident and struck a deal with Baldwin and the film's other producers. And we have to note that Baldwin was also a producer on this film and settled a civil lawsuit and I guess got an undisclosed payout. So will Matt Hutchins' statement be key, do you think, in this upcoming trial, if it does go to trial?
That's also another really good question. And we talked to some legal experts in New Mexico and beyond, and they said that that could have an effect on a jury because the jury will look at, well, the husband of this, the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, he's forgiving. So why should we, you know, take this, you know, really strong action? But, you know, that civil case really has no bearing on this prosecution. You know, obviously, if this goes to trial, it will be incumbent upon the prosecutor and the defense to try to get a jury that will be fair to all parties. But, you know, those sort of, I don't want to call it a nuance, but those factors will definitely play a role, even though legally these are two separate cases, the civil matter and the criminal case, which, you know, accelerated today.
Right. Okay. So I guess a lot of people are wondering, has anything changed after all of this on movie sets? Are there still guns on sets that could possibly contain live rounds?
I think that the charges today will actually probably prompt more changes than what we've seen to date. There was a bill that was filed in Sacramento saying, you know, no real guns should be on sets, and that didn't go anywhere. You know, the studios executives have long told me that, look, this was one case of a set in New Mexico where things did not run smoothly, where protocols were not followed, and that, you know, guns can be handled safely on sets. But I also think that there will be people who will say, like, look what happened to Alec Baldwin. I want to make sure that's not me. And they will, you know, take steps to have, you know, a different type of, you know, because also with special effects, they can add, you know, explosives and stuff like that, that you really, some people say you really don't need a firearm. So I think that debate will continue.
All right. Meg James, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, how big companies like Netflix are getting around a new California law that aims to promote salary equality through transparency. That's next on Press Play.